This exquisite figure carries a monkey on one shoulder, a leopard skin on the other, and holds the horns of an oryx in his left hand. These offerings, as well as his facial features, show that he bears tribute from Nubia, a region south of Egypt. The figure was carved in the Phoenician style during the late 8th or 7th century BC and was found in an Assyrian palace at Nimrud. It had either been brought there as a tribute or was made by artisans captured and deported by Assyrian armies. Phoenician-style ivories, as opposed to those carved in Syrian or Assyrian styles, are characterized by slender, elongated forms, precise carving, and intricacy of detail. Phoenician ivory carvers were strongly influenced by the themes and style of Egyptian art, due to traditionally close ties between Egypt and Phoenicia. Some Phoenician ivories illustrate purely Egyptian themes, but many use Egyptian motifs in entirely original compositions. Phoenician-style ivories were used primarily as furniture decoration. Some are solid plaques, while others are carved on one or both sides in a delicate openwork technique. Many were originally covered by gold leaf and inlaid with semi-precious stones or colored glass. Such rich combinations of ivory, gold, and brightly colored stones made the thrones of the Assyrian kings famous in antiquity for their exquisite beauty.